then it just fucking hit.
Because, like, I'm leaving you. And then I'm like, why are you guys following me? I don't know where I'm going. Fucking disaster. And I'm sorry. I was too fucked up to do anything. Like,
I was like, luckily, we're by a fire station. If worse comes to worse, I'm going to knock right there and tell him, tip me home, please.
So, here's
I think this is starting to hit because I feel nice now.
My mom fucking slapped me across the face. Oh.
Yeah, so shake it and then ice it. Good thing we got ice. Oh.
See? Okay, 3, 2, 1, clap, and then we'll open this. 3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
You okay?
Did I shake it too much?
Wait, I forgot to shake it.
Wait, what do I do?
What do I do with this?
Oh, you really did. What happened?
Dude, I think I'm psychic because I literally...
You pushed out of it.
Hold on. It's because it's like...
It's okay. There's napkins right there. I literally saw the napkins. I was like, maybe we should put it closer to us just in case we spill. And this is happening. And I was like, wait. I called it.
Now my hands
are having technical.
Whoa, I smell it. It smells very pumpkin-y.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know if I like it.
Maybe we shouldn't have smelled it.
The hungover one. This is a little.
Oh my god, okay.
Who thought this was a good idea, though?
It looks cool at the time, you know?
Tis the season.
It's time.
It's time.
Oops, spilled a little bit. Alright, we'll introduce ourselves right now. Hold on.
Okay, so
hi friends.
Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk. My name is Brie.
I'm Rosie.
I'm Cindy.
And this is Sorry We're Drunk. And we are Brie. I'm just kidding. All over again.
In today's episode, we will be drinking
Dunkin' Spiked Pumpkin Spice Ice Latte. Ooh. It's very in theme. We're doing like a part two for our spooky season thing because we have more to talk about. I know we're super late. It's November, but it's still. We're gonna still have pumpkin pie soon, so it works. Dude, the smell, it's giving.
Oh my god, I might be too hungover for this type of drink right now because it's not giving,
really. I mean, I haven't drank it, but like the smell, it's
even
giving.
The smell.
Oh. Yeah. All right, let me tell you a couple things because I did do my research.
What? It's not good to me.
Oh fuck, I haven't taken a sip. But it's very cutesy in our.
I don't know, I feel like.
It's very dark though.
It's the sweetness. It's too sweet.
Okay, so it's not just me.
I feel like I kind of like the concept. We'll see later.
There's a lot going on in here.
But it's the sweetness part where I'm like, because the alcohol with coffee seems kind
of. Oh, I need to mix it because. Hold on. Maybe we need to mix it.
It did get a little better, but I will not drive by that again.
I'm just hoping it waters down.
I mean, I have some facts, I'm already. I'm so sad. I had a good hope for this one, but this sucks. Okay, well, I did look it up. They do have two other series of spiked drinks, which is like their iced coffee like selection. It has like different little. Caramel iced coffee, mocha, the original, and vanilla. And they also have iced tea, spiked Dunkin', which sounds kind of refreshing, I think.
I think that seems nice.
A little more, yeah. Good though. Yeah. This is 6.0%. It is a little higher than your average salsa. Well, this is like hard coffee. I don't know. Spiked coffee. I don't know. But... What else did I want to tell you guys?
Is there a calorie count on here?
It's like 280 calories. It's pretty hefty.
Pretty up there.
Yeah.
You
could tell. It is loaded with sugar. It's not for if you're on a diet, sweetie, this is not for you. Rosie, do you remember how much you got it for?
It was $9.99 for a 4-pack at Ramirez.
I did see the prices going between $8.98 to $12.99 online,
depending where you get it from.
Yeah, it's on all groceries in 27 states. And there is some caffeine in here. The average cup of coffee, it's 100, milligrams, I think. And this one's 30 milligrams. So it does have some coffee in there, caffeine. Yes, it's real coffee and real tea, I think.
I don't like it.
But, yeah, this taste, it's very, very sweet. Like, they have a...
I'm getting the chills. Like, I really don't like it.
They have this, like, a frappuccino kind of looking drink that... That looks very sweet to me.
Maybe that's what it looks like. Cream shot would have tasted, made it better.
Maybe, huh?
It's because there's some sort of, like, artificial taste, or there's something that...
It's super artificial and super sweet. I don't know.
It almost kind of tastes like the Buzz Ball after tasting, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something about, like, that creamy... I don't know
what it is. I did want to mention that, too. It is non-dairy creamer, so it's good for the lactose-free girlies like me. But
the flavor.
Yeah, not the flavor is not there.
Pretty bad. Okay, let's get into it. Ugh. Shall we?
Yeah.
Maybe us talking will distract me from
that's really that fucking flavor.
We are not done with our Halloween stories.
Yes.
And also we got reminded of, like, as the conversation went on, we realized that we had more, like, freaking the throw up stories and all that shit.
Where should we start? We wanted to talk about Escape. Let's talk about Escape. We didn't get into that.
Oh yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Intrigued.
Even though I was there.
Yeah.
She was there.
Oh my god.
She was. That honestly was like the highlight.
Honestly.
It was a highlight.
That was the best idea we could have had.
It was so fun to take Sydney with us. So,
I have so many questions.
Yeah. So yeah.
Let's explain.
Essentially, what had happened was we saw a TikTok someone basically did that. They took
their friend couldn't go to an event or something. They did a cutout and they partied with them all night. And I was sent it to Rosie and I was like, bitch, we need to do this for our girl Cindy.
Yeah,
she's like, bet.
And it didn't leave my head. Like, it was for a while that we were saying that, and it didn't leave my head. And then it was the night before.
Of course.
Literally the night before, I got out of work, and I was like, I need to get this picture. Or I was about to get out of work, and I was like...
Was up to Kinko's?
Yeah, I texted me. I'm like, Brie, can you order the picture on CVS? I'll pick it up. And yeah, that's what we did. And friend, you're so gorgeous.
Honestly, you're so beautiful.
The picture was so, it came out so nice.
When
the picture I picked was amazing.
The quality was good too. Even the girl, when I picked it up, was telling me that the picture was really nice.
Yeah.
It was, I was like, it almost like, it took me back. I looked at the picture and I'm like, damn, my friend is so freaking cute.
We'll put the photo up. Look at you. You're just sus.
I kid you not, though, when I think you sent me a video that wasn't posted, but you sent me a video.
Yeah.
I like teared up a little because I was like, oh. They went out of their way to include
people were vibing with you.
Yeah. They're like, is that the homegirl? She couldn't make it. I'm like,
yeah, they were like,
what do you mean? She's right here.
Yeah. It was so cool. You know how the vibes are. So it was nice.
Yeah. I still need to make a TikTok because we went on a whole adventure with you. You know, this was us on the train ride with you.
The other funny thing is we were trying to figure out when to tell you.
Yeah.
We were like, we're not going to directly tell her. We're just going to fucking post and tag her and then, like, let her react to it. But we were, like, taking a bunch of pictures.
We were too excited.
Thinking that we were going to post that one to reveal. And we, like, so we were on a whole adventure with
this you. Was us getting off of the train.
Oh, remember when we were giving her drinks on the way? We were walking from the train station with Cindy and just giving her drinks.
We stopped by Taco Bell, you know? And then she was with her bestie, Miss Molly.
Like a little seat. How cute.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look at her and her bestie Molly. Like, oh,
we
love Molly.
We really do.
Yeah.
We were so sort of fly. You ruined the moment.
Well, you gotta steal the show for it.
But I think the picture I picked of us like tagging you, I think it was the best one because I'm like, it looks like you're there.
I love that.
I was like, if you don't know, like on first glance, it looks like she's there.
Yeah.
If you squint,
she's just angled just the wrong way.
Absolutely.
We had so much fun, and then because I made it the night before. You know, I tried to make it secure. I thought it wasn't gonna go anywhere. I doubled the fucking glue on the sticks. I took some tongue depressors.
Mm-hmm. So bad.
And I glued them together, and that was like how we were holding you up. And I put you on cardboard.
Yeah.
And it felt very secure, but we just were having too much fun
with you. I think
that the stick Brooke. Detached. So then we were just having to carry her around.
Like this.
Which made it, you know, it was still fun, you know. I don't know what happened.
I literally don't know what happened because, you know that video that Rosie sent you last? Mm-hmm. Okay, that one. After that, we were still dancing with you, and then this girl offered us like a Henny shot. And after that, I was like, I got grossed out by it. Like, dude, I threw up right there and there. Like, it was just like that drink itself, you know? Yeah. Like, it wasn't like ugly, it was just like that. I just threw it up. And then after that, I looked up, I'm like, wait, where's my friend?
We did not know when, how, what, but all of a sudden, our friend was not with us.
She went on her whole solo mission.
In true Cindy fashion.
Yeah.
She ran.
I'm like, that is so her. How dare she? She's gone. Where'd she go?
Even the image of me is a runner. I'm dead.
We really were, like, so sad, though.
We
lost our friend.
She didn't make it to day two again.
Damn.
He's getting your track record. But yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights. Another thing I definitely have to talk about is our boy Jesse.
Oh yes.
New rave bestie. Honestly. New rave fam. Mm-hmm. So just a little backstory. I've known Jesse since literally elementary school. We've always been super cool with each other, but never, like, hung out. Yeah. Like, never hung out.
Oh.
Even at school, we didn't hang out. We just knew each other because we've known each other. Like, we've gone to the same school since elementary school.
Yeah.
We always thought we were, like, when we see each other, you would think we do know each other a lot more, but we don't. And he posted a couple days before Escape he just asked, who's going to Escape? My friends bailed on me or some shit like that.
Oh damn!
And I thought about it and I'm like,
so he really went by himself.
He was going to go by himself.
Okay,
yeah,
he was. Yeah,
or I don't know. He had just posted because I guess he was supposed to go with two people and they bailed on the last minute or something. Yeah, like that.
Hate those people.
But you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
we adopted him.
This man has come into our lives.
I know. And
took it by storm.
Honestly,
but he
just so fun.
Yeah, he's so fun. Yeah, so he had posted that, and I replied, like, right away. I was like, me, I'm going. And then he's like, he didn't respond for a little while. I think maybe he was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a message, and he's like, Rosie, like, can I please go with you? Like, I'll be cool. And he's like, I'll give you gas money if you're driving. Like, I don't have anyone to go with. And I was like, okay, first of all, I'm not driving, but you're more than welcome to come with us. Hell yeah. And since, like, from that moment on, we started just talking to each other, making plans. He was asking about my outfits. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just going in. And, I told Bree, I was like, I hope you don't mind it. Because it was just going to be me and Bree.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I think we needed him.
Yeah, like, we did.
We needed a male presence, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. No, he is so cute. He was like, I got a backpack so I could carry all your girls' stuff. And I was like,
yeah, literally. I think we had mentioned one time on the podcast that we want somebody to hold our bags. He was like, I can hold your bags. I can do this. And I was like,
so we got a chart. He had everything.
Like, did research.
Yeah, he did research.
Yeah, and then, like, day of, he was like, I'm going to Target. Do you girls need anything?
Yeah.
Immediately, he's so referring us. Referring to us as baddies.
Yeah.
Like, he's hyping us up.
Okay, love that.
He did his role, you know?
Everything he should have done. And more. I told Bree, I'm like, I hope you don't mind. I invited somebody. I'm like, but I'm pretty sure we're going to vibe really hard with this guy. Like, I've never hung out with him, but I'm pretty sure. And I was so right. We vibed so hard. He's just a really cool, fun guy.
Yeah. Enjoyed every moment.
Yeah, and we love each other very much now.
We love him.
He is a blessing.
No, yeah.
He's a blessing in our lives. Like, straight up.
Yeah, I love that.
You need to meet him.
Yeah, we're excited for that.
I'm excited, too, because that's always been a dream of mine. Yeah. To have, like, a nice, what's it called? Ray fam.
Ray
yeah.
fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's solid. He made us buy our Escape ticket for next year already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're already
secured. He's like,
we're
going. Now. Yeah. Like, we're going.
I need to get on that.
Yes, come on. Yeah.
We're waiting for you. You need to.
It's gonna be so much fun. Ooh, I can't wait.
No, yeah.
For you to actually be there. We need a plan like now.
Seriously.
Because we are terrible. It's so bad. Oh, Rosie, let's talk about your outfit for your first day.
Okay, so on the first day, I dressed as Lunette from The Big Comfy Couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was kind of like, I knew half the people wouldn't know who I was, but the right people would.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I tried to give, you know, a little bit, like,
I really wanted it to make sure you can tell that who I was.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, I wanted to keep it cutesy.
Yeah.
So I think I did a good job.
Yeah, you
did. I made a little Molly doll. And
DIY queen.
I wanted it to be better, but it came out. It got the message across.
She was cute.
She was cute.
Yeah. It's just that I was just taking it too literal, you know? I'm like looking at the Molly doll and looking at mine. I'm like, that don't look right.
it definitely
got the idea across.
She's rave Molly.
Remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She got candy. Someone gave her candy.
Dude, so cute. We didn't even go in. And someone.
Jack in the Box.
Someone noticed who you were, right?
No, literally, we went into Jack in the Box.
I love that so much.
We were walking from the train stop, and then we went to Jack to wait for Jesse. And this girl was like, girl, I love your outfit. You're Lunette. And I'm like, you know who I am? Like, by name? Because I didn't even remember her name. I had to look it up.
You were like, who am I?
Yeah, well, I knew by then, but when I wanted to be here, I had to look up her name because I couldn't remember her name.
Yeah. I literally just remember Molly.
Yeah. So this girl was like, oh my God, you look so cute. And I'm like, you know who I am? She's like, you're Lynette. And I'm like, you know who I am? Like, that's crazy. I just thought people would be like, oh, big comfy couch.
Yeah.
And then, I think it was her friend that was like, oh my God, I have the perfect candy for Molly. And she did a little trade with Molly. It was so cute.
That is so cute.
It was the cutest thing
ever. And yeah, throughout the night, like, I was like, I think I was like itching people's like nostalgia.
Yeah.
Cause there would be people coming up to me and be like, dude, I forgot about this show. Or I used to watch that when I was little. And it was really fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was nobody else dressed like me. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There was that one girl. She's like, you're that one girl with the legs.
Yeah.
It was so
made it fun too. Like,
it's so fun having props. We had a doll and you.
Yeah.
So it was just
it was fun, but also kind of a job.
Yeah, it was.
Do you want to talk about when we went to the train station?
What did you go? What happened?
Okay, so when we were shy.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Okay. So we take the train there, right? Like that was like the plan.
That wasn't the plan.
No.
We were supposed to take the shuttle, but in the back of my head, I'm like, we're probably not going to make it
if
to
you
the shuttle.
If you want to take the shuttle, you have to take it specifically at what time? At 2. You can't be late. If not, they leave you. There's no other shuttle.
It's just one shuttle.
It's just one shuttle.
It's one bus, basically.
And, you know, I also had homework that day. And I was
a lot going on.
Yeah, stressed out. So we ended up taking the train there.
In the back of my head, I had a backup plan already. Yeah. I was just like, I'm just going to wait until we need to use it for me to say anything. So then I texted me. I'm like, we're not going to make the bus. Like, there's no way. I'm like, but don't worry. We can take the shuttle. Like, we can take the Metrolink.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. So that was fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to. This was the weekend of, like, everybody was like, oh, traffic is going to be crazy.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because of all the fucking games.
Everything was happening in LA.
Yes, exactly.
So we didn't want to drive to downtown.
Yeah.
So I was like, we can catch the Cal State LA. Very much more convenient.
Like, that makes perfect sense. Let's go.
Because the other one is Union Station right now.
Yeah. So much closer, more convenient.
Except
when you're dressed like a raver at your school. As soon as I got there, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? They're like, school was in session. It was Friday. Like, I'm like, how about if one of my professors see me looking like this? Like, I was like,
booty out. Boobies out.
Boobies out. I was like, oh my. And we were completely sober. There was no pregame involved. We were sober getting out of this car. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. It was so funny. I felt the nerves, too.
I had a mini panic attack, but then I survived.
But we also just looked fucking crazy, because people were just, like, getting out of school and going to work and shit, and then we were, like,
no one looked like ravers. It was quite the opposite experience, because you know how you didn't get on there with us, but when we went on,
Union Station,
like, everyone was dressed up. Everyone met there.
Yeah.
It was just all people getting out of school. And everyone was just like, look at us. And
we
like,
felt so funny. It was very cringy. We were like, we're gonna go in and we're gonna sit down and we're not gonna look around us. Like, we were just so shy. It was so funny.
It was literally so funny. The first thing we saw, we just sat down.
But then, like, after a couple stops, you know, the ravers started coming in, and we were like,
okay,
home.
Yeah.
But at first, it was like, And just people at business, fucking.
Yeah, just going to work. Going home from work. Yeah, it was funny.
Damn.
It
was
kind of intense.
We had no pregame. We did not pregame that day. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was actually insane.
We had took some drinks to pregame in the Metro, but it was like, we were kind of scared to bring the drinks out because it was so, like, business people and all this.
Yeah. And we didn't have anything to, like, kind of, like, sneak it. Like, we were right in the front. And then later on, we tried to get seats in the back. It was completely packed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we just
pregame until we got to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
We had a good time. I would say that, I barely remember parts of Saturday, so
I fucked up. Oh my god, yeah. Oh, let's talk about it briefly. Day two.
Oh my god, I just got so dizzy, sorry.
Oh no.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Day two outfit.
Day two. Oh yeah. Oh, I wore just like... The plan was clowns, and then you kind of went to with the Lynette route.
She was still a clown.
Yeah, I just did a regular clown. Very much regular clown. Also, again, I was doing homework, getting ready at the same time. I did the bare minimum, but it worked out. It came together. And on the second day, I was a cowgirl. Really, just like last minute, but like it worked out. I liked it. It was simple.
That outfit.
Yeah.
I was Mrs. Incredible, aka Elastigirl.
It was so good. And
the outfit was fucking giving.
No, she really did. This is incredible.
But that shit was never, ever, ever wear a costume like that again. Because the zipper on the back, you cannot take that shit down by yourself.
You need help, yeah.
And tell me why on Saturday, I had to pee every 5 minutes. I shit you not. On the way over there, on day one, I did not have to pee.
Yeah.
Also, we were pre-gaming a lot more.
Yeah.
On the way over there, day two, I had to go pee like 3 or 4 times just in the fucking Metro.
Yeah.
And Bri had to come in the restroom with me every time.
Yeah.
Because my zipper,
but you guys not lose your seats.
We left our shit right there.
Not like our good shit, but like, you know, like,
stuff there.
Like our, yeah.
On day two, we ended up with like a seat with a table and stuff.
Yeah, we got really lucky on day two and we got really drunkies.
I got so drunk on day two.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah.
I was drunk by the time we got off that Metro link.
Yeah, okay, so we were pre-gaming. Like, I think we drank all our drinks.
We drank a Beatbox and, like, I think 4 or 5 Celsius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were pretty junkies. Her little costume was a little struggle, but she looked good.
It was a big struggle.
Yeah, it was. Especially because she had gloves on, too. I didn't put them back on.
It was so ridiculous.
She had to take off her gloves to be able to take off the thing. Like, there was no, like, you know?
Oh, my.
It was quite tragic.
It was ridiculous. No, yeah.
You just gotta get those few pictures in good lighting, and, pues, yeah.
Yeah, I should have changed. Like, why didn't I think about changing? I had a change of clothes.
I was drunk.
I honestly, Saturday, I feel like I fucked up so bad because I was just too drunk. I couldn't. On Friday, I was lit, but the right kind of lit where I was still able to get us from place to place.
Yeah.
I was the director.
It's because
I did it.
Usually when we're with her, like, she's a navigator. She tells us where to go. She's like, this person's playing here. She's a navigator. This time, roles flipped and I wasn't prepared.
On Saturday, I didn't even feel like trying. Like, I was like, I can't do
it. And you know what? It's totally fine. Like, I'm like, usually she is the navigator. So I'm like, you know what? Let me step up. But I think I wasn't prepared. I don't navigate. I don't do it. I cannot find
my way anywhere.
I follow.
It would have been easier for me on day two because I already knew day one.
Yeah.
I got it down on day one, but nope. Nope.
Typically, like, don't the stages each year, aren't they, like, in the same place?
They changed it up a bit.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was so confused, because I thought, I was like, okay, I'll know my way. No.
No, either way, I'm like, I've been going for how many years, and I still don't know what stages which...
Well, I knew the main stages for a while, but, yeah, no, they switched it up big time this year, I feel.
Yeah.
I felt bad, because, like, I would look at my phone, and I would be like, yeah, I can't. I can't do it. I don't know. You tell us where we're going because I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, honestly, I wasn't mad, but I was just like, whoa, I wasn't prepared for this. Because, like, dude, I'll be, like, walking. They're like, where are we going? I'm like...
She's like, I'm leading you. And
like, why are you guys following me? I don't know where I'm going. I just kept leading us. I don't know.
I'm going, where are you going?
Yeah, like, they'll be like, okay, so where are we going? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, oh, my God.
And I'm like, I don't know. I actually didn't care, though. Like, I'm
I'm
like, whatever. I can't get us anywhere, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I got a
little too witty.
Yeah, and I felt bad because, like, I feel like Jesse doesn't know our like, dynamic. So, like, he'll keep asking me, like, okay, so where are we going next? I was like, oh, that's not me.
We should have just made Jesse, like, be litty. But he wasn't trying
either. No, he wasn't trying. Yeah, he was litty, too.
We were all litty.
So, I was like, okay.
I don't like trying either.
Yeah, me either. I was like, okay, I need to sober up a little more so I could navigate us. So that's what I did. I chugged the water and I was like, especially because it was getting later and I knew we had to still get the locker, go to the locker, turn in the lock, get our stuff and make it to in time for the shuttle. Because if not, if we miss it, we're screwed. We're stuck there. We have to either take the train back or Uber. Mm-hmm.
The train was not an option though, because you had to have that one specific.
Yes, ticket. You're right.
That's why we needed to catch that shuttle.
So yeah, I was just like, Uber, I know we have responsibilities, so like I need a sober broken. So that's what I did. I was just like, okay, this time.
She
that's good.
She got us.
It got us good. Yeah.
Even when we got to downtown.
Oh my god.
That was quite a fucking disaster. And I'm sorry, I was too fucked up to do anything. Like. And also, I had fallen asleep, so that's already, like, I fell asleep in the shuttle, yeah. So when I woke up, I was trying to call an Uber, and it wasn't working. At first,
Rosie was a zombie at this point, yeah. Like, she was just, like, walking, but, like, you know, she, I just had a leader, you know?
Yeah.
When we were walking to the shuttle, I thought it was so cute, this girl's like, oh my god, it's Elastigirl, I could tell, that with that booty, I was like, they're all hyping up, she's like,
I don't even remember that.
Eyes halfway closed. Yeah. So I dragged her all the way to the shuttle, and when she got there, she knocked out. I knocked out too. And it's so, honestly, the shuttle is so nice because, like, when they drive you back, they turn off the lights. Like, everyone's just
knocked out. It's everybody so quiet. Just lays the fuck down.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah. Yeah. And they.
It's comfy in there.
Yeah. But the only thing that sucks is once we get out, it's cold, you know?
Yeah.
So, and everyone starts ordering their Ubers from there. So we got out and we were both knocked out, so we kind of were like
trying to get all our shit.
I left one of my bags there, so sadly. But we got off and we called our Uber. I tried to get an Uber and then my phone was dying. I was like, fuck, like literally it was like 3%. I'm like, it's gonna die. Like, I think we should just use your phone, friend. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you know what happened to me? It happened to me what happened to you another day.
Yeah.
We had the Uber app open, but every time I clicked, like nothing would happen. Nothing at all.
Yeah, I was like, this is not just me, right? Like, there's something wrong. I know I'm fucked up, but like, you shouldn't call an Uber.
I sat Rosie on the curb. She was just like this.
And I literally was like, it's not working. Like, yeah. I don't know what to do. It's fucking 4 or 5 a.m. at this point. Like, we didn't know what to do. It was fucking cold.
Yeah.
And Let's
restart it. Sorry. Yeah, so the Uber app wasn't working. And then I started freaking out because everyone slowly started leaving. And it was just ended up me being me and Rosie there. Yeah. And I was like, fuck.
And
so,
Rosie was not there.
Yeah, Rosie wasn't there. So it was just me and then Miss Incredible down there. And I was like, fuck it, like, I'm gonna try to get the Uber on my phone, even though it's at 3%. I tried it, it was loading, it says, it was, like, waiting for your driver, you know? I paid for it, it was waiting for my driver, and I was waiting, it died, and I was like, fuck, bro.
And I happened to lend Jesse my phone charger that day, and he accidentally took it home, so.
I literally asked, I'm like, does anyone have a phone charger? And everyone just, like,
yeah,
like,
she, poor Bree, she was just by herself, and I was just right there, like.
I was like, luckily, we're by a fire station. If worse comes to worse, I'm gonna knock right there and tell them, tip me home, please.
They literally dropped stuff in front of the fire station.
Yeah. So, but, I was just getting, like, worried, because, like, we it was, like, what, six and...
Four. No, I think it was, like, gonna be 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning, and we're just, like, half naked there, you know?
Freezing to death.
Yeah, freezing to death. And
the darkness. Yeah. Coldness. Mm-hmm.
So I started using Rosie's phone to call Ruben, who wasn't answering. Like, I couldn't get an Uber. There was no other way. Like, I had to have him pick us up. So I was, like, calling. He didn't answer. I called his mom. She thankfully answered. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You need to tell Ruben to answer his phone, please.
Aww.
And, as soon as that happened, there a guy came like, if he was, like, looking for someone. Like, he just, like...
I feel like he was sitting there for a good minute.
No, it wasn't that long. He like, looked at me, and I was like, no. Like, there's no way it was my phone. Like, it died, you know? Like, I didn't think, like, oh, like, my phone
that's
went through.
Uber.
Yeah, and I was just, like,
I don't know what made you, like... Because I would have never, because I guess I didn't see that you had, like, where your phone died.
Yeah.
But I just remember the car being there for, like, a little while, and then all of a sudden, Bree's like, wait, this could be our driver.
Yeah, so I asked, I'm like, who are you here for? Because he waited, like, he was, like, waiting, like, he, like, texted someone or something, and it was, like, waiting. And I was like, let me just ask. I'm like, who are you waiting for? He said, Brianna. And I was like, oh, my phone died, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know it went through. He's like, oh, I see. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, thank God. So, yeah.
At that point, we did call my sister.
Yeah.
So Ruben was going to come pick us up. So then we had to call him and tell him, like,
cancel.
Again, right? Don't worry. Yeah. But because of that, when I got home, everybody was awake. my sister was awake because she was going to be the one to pick us up. And so I had to,
of course, they were worried.
I had to keep my cool, you know? But no, I don't think I did because everyone knew I was fucked up. I don't know why. In my head, I was waiting for something. I took off my costume, and then I put a shirt on.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
I put a shirt on. I don't know. I was just too fucked up. I couldn't remember where I put my pajama pants. I thought I left them in the restroom, and then I swear I thought I was waiting for someone to get out of the restroom, and of course I fell asleep. So my sister in the morning was like, I woke up and Rosie was fucking with her underwear on. No
pajama pants.
No pajama pants. No blanket. She was passed the fuck out on the couch. I was like,
she was going to say your booty cheeks were out.
Booty cheeks were out.
No, but at least they were somewhat covered.
Oh, I know. Yeah, true.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's basically the gist of the escape. No. We had a great time. We 10 out of 10 do it again.
Yes.
But I don't want to get that fucked up again because I want to remember and I want to be able to direct this because it's fun. I have fun doing it, but just that day I couldn't do it, you know? So yeah.
Yeah.
Next year I'll redo
litmus, man.
Yeah, litmus. We'll do that to you. It's fun though. Good with vibes. Good memories.
Be sleepy.
Really?
Not the caffeine. I'm not.
Like, this is very hard to be drink.
Mm-hmm. To be drinking right now.
Every time
I don't like it.
I'm like half.
This is like the slowest thing I've ever drank. Look at Brie.
I don't think it's moved. It's getting easier.
See, yours at least kind of looks good if you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Like the color. This looks all watered down and shit.
Okay, so what else are we going to talk about?
Oh, we have a scary story. Should we do that?
Oh, yeah.
let's
react.
Scary.
Or did they say it was scary or crazy? I think he kind of justified what, I don't know, we haven't listened to it, we're blind reacting, so.
Yes, this was sent in from the Tavern Podcast. Woo-hoo. It was a podcast we were on, by the way. He sent us a story in audio version, so we're going to go ahead and react to it.
Okay.
Let's see. LOL. Why did I think it was gonna be like, oh, my girlfriend's cheating on me with my best friend situation?
It's like, my girlfriend's calling my best friend. I'm like, what?
I immediately, when he said that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, right?
This is, no, I'm like, this is gonna be creepy.
Oh.
Like,
That's fucking crazy. I do believe that your grandpa was fucking with you because... Mm-hmm. Because I've had some shit happen like that, too.
Well, yeah, I felt my first clue was when he said that they lied to the grandpa.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's where you went wrong,
and it was
buddy.
Grandpa's room. I'm like,
Grandpa gonna show you a thing or two.
I'm surprised he didn't turn the TV off now. Oh, I better shut up, because literally the TV in here just went on by itself right here.
And it turned off by itself, or what?
I turned it off.
Where was the remote?
I don't know. It literally went on by itself.
But no, how did you turn it off?
I pressed the button.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my dad's probably mad that we're in his garage right now. I thought that for a long time when I was like partying here. My dad's probably pissed.
Oh no.
Anywho, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I have an outline. Keep us in line.
Why was I, when I was, like, listening to the story, like, I kind of felt, like, a little shaky, like, the caffeine.
No. Oh.
No, I think the caffeine. How much caffeine in a matcha?
Oh, that's true. You had a matcha.
19 of 44 milligrams of caffeine, and this has 30 milligrams.
Oh, sorry.
That's usually what I have, then, so I have had a couple.
You haven't even drank
much. I know what the heck, Bri.
Maybe a placebo effect.
It's definitely placebo.
But also, I did put a lot of matcha this time.
You know what's funny? Sorry.
I didn't think it was going to have caffeine like that.
I'm not me cutting you off again.
No, it's totally fine.
Don't mean to cut you off, but...
So I didn't mean to stop you. You guys, I think I have ADHD. I'm coming to terms with it. I cut people off when they're talking, and I'm very sorry, okay? You probably have noticed on the podcast, because I have noticed, and that's why I diagnosed myself. Anyway,
but we love it.
I wrote down
yes
stories that I was thinking of last time when you were talking. I'm like, oh, I have a story. Wrote down a little thing to remember. I don't know what the fuck story. I wrote something down and I don't remember what that meant.
Details.
But I have another one. This is going back to the last episode when we were talking about like I think we
alcohol
started off.
That haunts us.
Yeah, the alcohol that haunts us. But you told a story about your friend getting too fucked up.
Oh yes,
and it reminded me of this story that I'll tell now. My friend getting too fucked up. Not my friend anymore, so it's fine.
Hello.
I should use her real name.
Her name was...
She lives over here. She works over here.
I don't know anything about her anymore. I haven't talked to her in years. But anyways,
Say her name.
Just kidding. No, you don't.
No, I thought about it. I'm like, no, but some of my friends are still friends with her. Anyways. Okay, so...
Maybe put a name to this person, so it's...
Let's call her Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Steffi.
It's close to her real name. It's okay.
Okay, beep that.
No, we can call her Stephanie. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so one. Okay. Where do I start? Mom, don't watch.
Step out.
Family, don't tell my mom. No. Okay, so I used to freaking lie a lot about my whereabouts when I was a youngin because my mom was very strict. And I was being bad, obviously, like, you know, not even that my mom was being strict. I just was doing shit I wasn't supposed to be doing. So, one time, me and my friends wanted to drink. Yes, we were in high school. And so, I told my mom that I was helping my other... I need to think of two names.
Chloe.
Okay. So I had these two friends, Chloe and Stephanie. We were like the little trio for a long time. Mm-hmm. Chloe's really, really smart, A+ student, right? But she's gonna party with us, but she was good.
She's good, yeah.
So I told my mom that Chloe had a project, like a video project, which was true. Mm-hmm. And we were gonna work on it after school, which is kind of true. Because we did work on it for a little while, but then we just started drinking. So we started drinking, and obviously, like, it's getting later. My mom's calling me. I'm like, oh, we're still here. We're filming, whatever. It got to nighttime, and then there was, like, a freaking party. I want to say flyer party, but I could be wrong. There was some party going on down the block, and we wanted to go to that party. We had already been drinking, so we were like, let's go to this party.
Let's go!
I freaking start ignoring my mom's calls. I'll answer her and be like, oh, mom, we're not done. Like, I drugged that shit out the whole night, right? So we got Liddy at this party, and then I just am now thinking about the fact that I'm telling it, because I never admit when I've never admitted that I like would do this. So if my mom sees this, it's my first time.
Oh no.
So we come home. We're on our way home. I'm like, I'm getting in trouble. I gotta go.
Yeah.
My friend Stephanie, she would often just spend the night with me. Like, yeah, no big deal. She would just come and spend the night. She lived kind of far. Both of my friends. So that night, Stephanie got really fucked up. And it was, like, very obvious that she had been drinking. I used to be able to, like, play it kind of cool. I don't know how. I don't know how, but I would be able to come home and go to my room and be fine. But she was not going to be able to do that. Yeesh. And my boyfriend at the time, his family could care less what they were doing, right? So I'm like, you need to take Stephanie home today, because there's no way that I can bring her home like this. And that motherfucker was like, I'm not gonna deal with her. Like, I'm not gonna take it home. I'm like, I'm gonna get in trouble. Yeah. Like, she's gonna tell on, like, she's gonna make me
look bad.
Anyways, he refused to take her home.
I knew I heard something.
Did you hear that?
This is horrific.
Oh, hell no. That sounds scary as fuck.
It's a cab, but oh my god.
Literally. Yeah. Anyways, so,
I think this just turned the hit, because I feel nice now.
You made a little quiet over there.
I, like, literally did not give a shit right now, and you guys were, like, freaking out. Like, oh, yeah, that's kind of creepy.
I feel nice now.
There was no alertness in Cindy. She was like, meow.
There's no like shit anymore.
She's like, this is a meow.
This tastes like gold now.
Anyways, homeboy did not want to take her home, and I was like, fuck, okay. My mom was already mad at me, because I had spent the whole day out and lying to her. So I get home, and, what's her name? Stephanie. Like, I almost had her real name. Stephanie decides that
oh, boy.
She needed to throw up right at my front porch.
No.
Before we walk in, and my mom was waiting for me at the door. So I walk in with Stephanie and my boyfriend at the time.
She's like, hi, mom.
And I'm like, I can't fucking deny that she's not drunk, right? Yeah. She's leaning over, like, you know, the front.
Like, Stephanie has a medical condition.
Throwing up in the grass. And then she ends up on the floor on my porch, like, leaning over, and just, she couldn't get up. She's, like, rocking back and forth. So anyways, I'm like, I tell
That's
her.
That's pretty bad.
I'm like, mom. She's like, what the fuck are you? My mom was crazy. She was pissed. And I was like, mom, I just picked her up. Chloe. Me and Chloe were filming all day. I just picked her up. I don't even know what she's been doing. And my mom,
nothing to do with this mom.
I don't even know her. My mom fucking slapped me across the face on the front porch. And I was just like, okay. I fucking got slapped for this bitch.
Damn.
But never, ever, ever admitted that I had also been drinking. I remember I came to the back. my boyfriend at the time and I came to the back. My brother was out here when he used to live here. And he was like, you guys are faded, huh? And I was like, no, not us, no. Her, yeah, but not us. So I just denied my whole entire life. So this is my first time admitting it. But yeah, I got slapped in the face because of her. I took it like a champ, though. Why did it feel a thing?
Thank you! Oh, God!
That's blaming on the liquor.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That
you're like, I don't know this bitch. I would have just left her in the road. I'm sorry.
Like, no, I was actually so mad at my boyfriend. He would have not gotten in trouble for taking her home.
Yeah.
I got slapped.
So you think if you had come back by yourself, she wouldn't have hit you?
I don't think... No, she wouldn't have hit me. She would have been pissed, but she wouldn't have known that I, like, drinking her. She wouldn't have got any
drinks. Because even though you didn't admit it, she clearly was like...
Yeah. No, yeah. I could have played it cool, but I still did. Like, she was questioning me, and I was just like, no. And, I mean, I'm sure she probably had an idea, but I don't think she was able to prove that I had been drinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Damn.
That's the end of my story.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, let's go over our Halloween. Do you want to talk about your trick or treat?
Okay, I'll give a brief overview. So, yeah, last month was pretty fun.
We've been busy, girls.
Started off with the NoFX, I don't know what you call it, festival or whatever, which I'm gonna be honest here, did not know who they were. Never listened to their music. Yeah. Well, I guess that's a lie. Like, Carlos has played them before, but like, it's not like I'm an avid fan. I was just there, you know, to do something he enjoys and stuff. But it was actually a really good time. It was kind of crazy because it was 3 days out in San Pedro. Oh. So it's kind of cool because it's out by the beach or whatever. And yeah, so I guess the way a lot of these like punk festivals work is like they'll have like certain hours, like 2 or 3 hours where they'll have a lot of different vendors, like alcohol vendors. Either typically it's mostly beer and sometimes a few seltzer stuff. So like those first few hours is literally you going through fucking vendor and vendor and vendor. No, they give you like a little cup.
Wait, that's
like
amazing.
A little shot glass cup.
Yeah,
and you just literally like fucking circle that shit. Oh, shit. And yeah, like gets you fucked up. But overall, it was cool. On day 3 is where it went wrong. So there's a particular vendor we really liked that had like a hard tea.
Oh, cool.
It was really fucking good. Mm-hmm. So, like, we kept going. I don't know what was the difference there. I guess because that time, actually, they had a beatbox one, too.
Oh,
actually went and, like, had a few.
Yeah.
And then that might have been it. But I think it was 2 or 3 hours of me and somebody else, but I won't name some. We were just there, like, sitting down, like, drunk as fuck. Like,
can you tell me? We'll cut this part out. Oh.
And also,
no way.
He was out.
Oh, shit.
Me and what's his face recovered.
Uh-huh.
Like, we stuck it out.
Fuck.
But there was one person that had to be carried back.
Fuck.
And it's crazy because the person who picked him up was actually coming to be with us because Carlos had extra tickets.
Uh-huh.
And
he had to get just.
They had
home.
To take the person. Yeah, because.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And that's crazy because me and Carlos had sat to, because... We had sat down with...
Said person?
Yeah, well, and then it just fucking hit. So, like, I think it was 2 or 3 hours of me getting up, because we sat by the porta potties, going to go throw up, and I'm just glad I was able to do that.
Damn.
Like, I did that I don't know how many times.
Fuck.
And then...
What time of the day was this? Like, midday?
Yeah, because it was still the little go-around of the alcohol bar thing or whatever. It was still happening.
Yeah.
So...
That is crazy.
It was probably, like, from 2 to 4, maybe 5. We were there, like...
Fuck.
Trying to survive. And thereafter, like, I got it together and la la la.
Good.
I had to go buy more drinks. But it was it was crazy how I was able to get my ass up and go throw up. Because some people...
Yeah.
They were right next to me.
No, I was going to say, like, did you see multiple people sick? Because, like,
it happens everywhere, right? Yeah. Like, a lot of people get too lip off of that because it's free.
Yeah,
like, you're just...
That's so funny.
I think it was the combination of the beatbox. And it's so funny because... throughout the whole 3 days, we kept saying, we're gonna go to this brewery so we can have like a full cup of this fucking tea. And we're like traumatized now.
Oh my God.
It was honestly really good. Like it was good, and it's a tea, so it's like crazy. But
now you're like, ugh.
Yeah. And then
there's a horror story right there.
I think we missed like 2 different artists that people who went there were very fans of that completely missed them. And I think we missed something else, but I was just like, ooh.
Damn.
It happens.
But the show was good. It was cool. It was cool.
I mean, it was called for the third day, you know? The third day of that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Freaking crazy. And other than that, I have to bust out my freaking fall road trip notes because I don't remember where we went.
She went on a road trip. She was MIA.
This bitch scared us for a second.
Yes. Because we looked at her location and it was like, I don't know, it was just stuck.
In the middle of fucking woods and it hadn't been updated in I don't know like how long.
2 freaking 3 days.
And then we texted her and she didn't reply and we were like, is she dead? I was like, I'm trying not to freak out, but like, Cindy hasn't been on Instagram. She hasn't viewed my story. I started doing like a deep dive. I'm like, yeah. She hasn't viewed my story, so she hasn't been on Instagram.
When was the last time she was producing? Yeah. Yeah, no, we went, like, into the abyss, I guess. I don't know. But the whole story of this is that I, since last year, have been saying I want to take, like, a fall trip. Like, i.e. Oregon or Washington, like, go where the leaves actually turn orange and shit.
Fall, yeah.
But we also, like, we were iffy because it's like, okay, we can take a plane over there, but then it's like, we have to rent a car. We have to be careful with what we pack because it's whatever we can take on the airplane.
Yeah.
But then it's also like if we road trip it, it's a lot with the kids. Like you can't have a child in a car seat for freaking for 5 hours, even though I think that's what we did. Essentially, if we wanted to go to Oregon, I think it's 17 hours, but I feel like that's still wrong. But I think it's about 17 hours. So it's just like, it's not going to work out maybe next year. Mm-hmm. So we kind of like road tripped in segments and we like stopped in different areas, which I think was cool. The first thing we did was Disney, which was cool. Then after that we did Solvang. I kind of, which I think I want to make a tradition because we went last year and it was cute. And it's like a little town that like was kind of built by the Danish people, so it gives Christmas or like.
And then they saw a TikTok of that the other day, and someone was like, "I live in a city where famous people just walk around without security or something like that." And it was like Kourtney Kardashian just walking down the street of Seoul.
That's cool. Yeah,
yeah, I want to go there.
And this time around was cool because we actually got like a little hotel right in the town. So open the door, bam! It was cool. Yeah, and then after that, we went up to Monterey Bay, and we hit up the aquarium, which was cool. Like, that shit was awesome. Like, just, I don't know, like, the thing of, like, aquariums, like, just staring into the tanks, it's, like, very, like, soothing.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks is that everybody was there.
A lot of people.
So fucking packed. Like, especially to the exhibit where they have, like, all these various types of jellyfish, which is, like, I am fascinated by that. Couldn't even get up to the tanks.
Yeah, it's...
Did Esme like it?
Yeah, she was entertained, which was cute. I got a lot of little cute pictures of her. And they had, like, little, like, interactions, too, where, like, you know, you set them down and they go play and stuff. So she was able to do that, too. Also, Grayson, like, enjoyed himself, too. It's just, I don't know. I like to go out and do things, but I just hate how, like, crowded everything is.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
Like with Disney, prime fucking example. Like, I pay for the year pass. But it's like,
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, but Disney, overcrowded. It kind of sucks. What did we do after? No, okay, wait, where was I going? Oh, yeah, the aquarium, it was packed, but it was cool. That was nice. It's a drive, though.
Oh, the aquarium was in Solvang?
No, it was in Monterey Bay. So that was like another place we went off to.
I've been wanting to go to the aquarium, but I don't know if the aquarium of the Pacific is even worth it or if it's even like pretty.
I enjoy myself there.
It's pretty.
But that's pretty much the only
I know, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to eventually go. Like, I've been telling myself that, like, a year where I don't throw Esme, like, a birthday party.
Keep talking.
I want to take her to the zoo down there.
Yes.
But when she remembers more, because we have the annual passes for the zoo here.
Oh.
And it's the times that we've gone so far, a lot of the animals aren't out or it's hot. And it's like, I kind of get it. Like.
Yeah.
In general, the concept of zoos kind of, like, bug me out.
I know, me too.
I love to be able to see these animals, but then it's sad because I'm like, they're technically in captivity.
That's literally how I feel because I love animals.
Sorry. I just had to kick them out.
I love animals, but, yeah, the most recent time I did go to the zoo, it just made me sad. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, I felt so just dry. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And, but I heard that the San Diego one is much nicer because I think there's more of a free range for the animals.
Yeah.
So.
Because they have like a whole safari.
Yes. Thing. Yeah.
That's the same thing with the zoo in Australia. But I'm like, bruh, fucking ticket just to get over there. But
that honestly sounds amazing.
I think that's considered probably like the world's top zoo. Or one of it.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hope that gets it. Maybe let me bring him back in. I'm so sorry. I thought he had used a restroom, but I think he just wanted to see what was going on outside.
Sorry. What happened thereafter? Thereafter, we hit up this place that I saw on TikTok. I don't remember what city it's in, but it's called Gilroy Farms.
Gilroy Farms?
Yeah, and they had like a little like Halloween-themed attraction thing going on. It's kind of like their version of Disneyland out there, I'll be honest, but obviously it's not Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was cute for the kids. They have like a lot of little kid rides. So a lot of...
It wasn't overhyped? It was good?
It was good. It's just that also was packed as fuck. Mm. Yeah.
Were these on weekends or weekdays?
I think we went Friday. It was either Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday. I don't know. But I don't remember what city is it. Maybe we can put the captions. But
yeah,
there's a lot going on up there. So yeah, that's something like a lot of people hit up there.
That makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
Not to be rude or anything.
But yeah. It's usually how it is.
Where there is no reception, I guess it was called Douglas City. It's passing San Fran, but yeah, it's literally like just trees.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wilderness.
Yeah, so that was cool because it's literally just like silence. Like, there's no city out there. Like, when you're driving out there, like, it can be a bit scary.
That's a place where you want to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, there's some kind of eeriness with like too much silence, you know? I think it's just because we're used to like.
The eeriness is not having any service because what if something happens? That's my thought.
Yeah.
That was all worried for you.
The thing there is for that day, the day we got there was, the night we got there was fine. The morning after, there was no power at the house. Yeah. And that's that, I guess, because there they have so many like forest fires. That they've been turning it off because they're starting to put all their electrical stuff underground. So it just so happens that there was no power when we got there. But then either way, when the power went back on, the service was...
Yeah.
The service wasn't there. That's
crazy. Yeah. Yeah, that's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. But it made me realize how dependent I am on my phone.
Yeah. Which is nice to disconnect.
Yeah. After that, we just went to like Yosemite, to that area.
Oh, cool.
Like coming back down, we stayed there for a night, which I want to go back there because it was this big like camping area where they had a lot of little cute cabins.
Cute.
And they even have like a pool there. There was different trails. So it was nice. It's just unfortunately it was just like a pit stop.
Gotcha.
And then we came back.
That'd be cool though.
That's pretty cool.
But it was a lot of adventuring. Like pretty much almost every night or every other night we were somewhere else.
I love that.
Yeah. It was cool.
That's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, I think it's good to put in time. I know it's hard with the kids though, but like you guys made it work.
Yeah. That was like the toughest part, but they were cool. Yeah. I think I was worrying more than anything.
Yeah.
Grayson wasn't too happy though because he had a lot of homework.
Aww.
Because since he was gonna be missing school days, the teacher gave him homework. And yeah,
you gotta get that done before you leave, Grayson.
Well, no, because we literally we had gone to Disney because we were technically buying time until he got out of school, and then we were gonna pick him up, and then we left. So
that's crazy.
Oh, so yeah, no time.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
But yeah, and then also. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's cool.
That's the end of my story.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
happy.
We wanted to talk about Halloween really quick. Oh, you also can
this
tell us about your
Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
It's Halloween.
Who wants to go first?
So, Dave, how was your Halloween with your babies?
It was cute. So, I requested so much time off.
They first couldn't go with us to escape.
I don't know. It was needed. But it was cute, though, because I got to actually go trick-or-treating. And where we went was nice. I already forgot where.
Exactly.
Torrance, I think.
I think you said Torrance.
Yeah. We got there a little late, as per usual. But it was mostly because Carlos was working on her costume, which I think was, you know, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting. It was really cute. But it worked out. Like, she had fun. And then, yeah, we just had, like, puffin onesies. But it was cute. She had fun. She was interactive. Like, she was looking at everything. Especially compared to last year. Yeah. Well, actually, I wasn't there last year. I was working. But, no, yeah, it was cute. It was, you know, it was Demir.
Did they give good candy?
Like, I think so. It was, like, okay. But it was, like, one or two candies per house, yeah, which I think is the norm now, I guess.
Was it, like, were they in theme? Like, people, like, decorated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. We went to Pasadena, and the houses were nice. It was freaking cracking. There was so many people there. And it was, that part was fun, but, like, there was literally lines for the houses because there was so many people there. And these people were giving, like, one piece of candy each.
Yeah.
I get it because there were so many people. So, like, they're going to run out if they were to give handfuls, you know?
Where we were at, the only, I think there was, like, two different houses or that had lines because they had, like, mazes.
Okay.
Yeah, but not for the trick-or-treating part. Yeah, like, you just kind
of
walk.
We were in line with a lot of places. So it was cool. Like, I enjoyed my time because I was, you know, looking at the costumes.
Yeah, and the decorations, they went all out. Like, there was this one house where it was, like, a bunch of, like, old TVs, like, the box TVs.
Yeah, so we need to put that video in.
Yeah.
So cool.
And they all played the same, like, different, like, scenes of, like, scary movies. And the owner who was, like, handing out the candy had a TV head on him. Yeah. Like, you couldn't even see his face.
Oh.
And it, it was just so cool.
That's cool, yeah.
They literally, like, they close off a street, and there's just...
It's like a whole block party.
Yeah, it's literally a block party, and there's just so many people. Yes. Which was cool, but it was giving some of the people we were with anxiety.
Which,
understandable, but it kind of took life. And also, because we were waiting in these lines, and then they were giving one candy, so the kids' bags were, like, pretty empty.
Compared to, like, being out here...
We give handfuls out here, but, you know...
Yeah, and, you know, Rary would get, like, bags over bags over bags. He was expecting to have more than one bag and filling it up and, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. He didn't fill up one bag.
It was just not too
even
many
close.
People,
not even close.
Yeah.
He was over it, to be honest. He wanted to go home. He was like...
He wanted to go home. Him and my sister were pretty over it. They were getting anxiety. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to go home. But on our way out, we went through this block party. And there was so much to see. Like, all the houses were going in. There was people who were in character just walking up and down the street.
Oh, yeah, just
in,
like...
In character. And it was like...
Yeah. There's a dude, he was one of the people giving candies, but he was the freaking elf dude. And as we're walking up, like, he's literally like, I'm like, bro, this dude's in fucking character.
Yeah, but we're in character.
They're just walking around, like, all scary. Yeah, like, yeah. Not even talking to anybody, just walking up and down the streets. Like, it was cool. I had a good time.
Yeah.
But on our way out, we had noticed that there was this long-ass line.
Huge line.
Like, down the whole block. Yeah. For a haunted house, and we were like, oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, it looked cool. Like, they were even saying waivers and shit. Like, yeah.
God damn. Yeah. They said, we professionals, we getting sued for nothing.
Yeah, they definitely knew what they were doing.
That's crazy.
So,
hey, Loki, they're snatching people up.
Huh? Bri and I passed by, and we're like, oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
But we were leaving, right? Yeah. So we just left. Yeah. You know? We're walking down the street to our car. My sister was in one car. My sister, Ruben, Ray, and the baby, Delilah, was with us, my niece. They were in their car, and then Bri and I had rode up in my car.
Yeah.
So,
we had to separate.
So we're like, okay, we'll see. We were going to try to come back to LA to get candy still, because the kids were not satisfied.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, bye. We're about to walk to our car, and Bri's like, let's go back. Which, it didn't even click in my head that we had our own freedom. We should go back.
We can do whatever we want.
I'm like, actually, we can totally go back. Like, what the fuck?
And we ran back like little girls. Like,
back. It was so funny. And the line was literally a block long. Yeah. We waited in the line for the haunted house.
Yeah. But even in the line, like, there was just, like, so much to look at. Yeah. All these different costumes. Dude, like, people would just went all out with the costumes. Like, I was just having so much fun just, like, looking at them.
Yeah. Ooh. Definitely. Do you want to talk about the haunted house?
Yes. Oh, my God. Honestly,
10 out of... Better than freaking Universal?
Better than freaking,
those people have money.
Yes. better than Dark Harbor.
Yeah.
Better than freaking Dark Harbor.
I would say it was better than Dark Harbor.
I was scared. She was scared.
Yeah, and it takes a lot for me to actually get scared. They got me.
Let me tell you.
Got them.
I had no voice. That's part of the reason why we haven't been able to record. Is because my voice was completely gone.
And, like, literally, like, I would have to whisper to Rosie to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I'm really going to probably put myself through this, and I can't scream. Like, every time I'd be like, I wanted to scream, I would just go.
Nothing was coming out.
Was there a theme, or it was just scary?
It was, like,
there was, like, different areas. Yeah. So, like, at first, when but you
in
walk
the,
in
the front, it said corn maze. The corn, like,
yeah.
A corn maze.
And yeah. It was, like, a little corn maze in the beginning. But then it goes into, like, another section where it was, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. There was a lot going on. There was like, four different
in the person's house?
I think it was the backyard, but to be honest, I couldn't tell you where okay, we but were it was walking like, through.
It yeah, crazy. It closed
it. Started see, in the first... Yeah, it started in the front yard, and then I think we went around the house, basically.
I think so. I honestly have no idea.
They did such a good job at blocking the outside world that we didn't even know where the fuck we were going. We could have been going to hell.
Wait, let me tell you. But before we went, when we were running back to go back to, like, the maze, because we were so excited, we're on our way back. I'm like, oh, let's go on the sidewalk so we could, like, actually, like, look at the houses. Because, like, there's a lot of people that you can't really see, like, if you're, like, in the middle, you know? So I wanted to go on the sidewalk to, like, see the houses. As soon as we go on the sidewalk, there's, like, this huge, like, just bush. Like it's, like, huge. Like, the trees are, like, this big, and there's a bunch of them. And we went on the sidewalk. As soon as we go on the sidewalk, this fool dressed like a fucking tree comes out and is like, ah! And I'm like, ah!
He scared the shit out of us. And I literally thought Bree set me up. Because she's like, let's go on the sidewalk. We step on the sidewalk. Yeah, I was like, that's and I'm like, you bitch.
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm scared.
She's like, so funny. He was dressed up like a fucking bush, and he was
dude, he blended it. In. It was crazy.
He got us.
Damn.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So the haunted house, with like we said, was really good. They had like so. Like, if you think about it, they had like 50 people.
So many scares, so which many I think scares. That made it that much better.
Each section had like a big group of people that were just popping out of everywhere, scaring you, which I think made it.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many sections that it had to be so many people working in that damn maze.
Mm-hmm. for real.
They're all family members.
A lot of the maze was, like, in pitch black, which also is fucking scary.
And it was also hard because there was not, like, enough room for me. Because I'm a grabber. Like, I need you with me. So we're, like, side by side. And we couldn't be side by side. It was so narrow
I
had to be, like, right behind her. Situation. And there was a mom and a little kid in front of us. And before going in, I told Rosie, I'm like, I'm just glad they're in front of us and we're not. And then the little kid's like, the little boy. I'm like, I'm just kidding.
By the end of it, they were too scared to go through the, like...
Dude, the mom... Because,
you know, there were different sections, so they were, like, pushing each other through. They didn't want to go through.
The mom was like, no, you go to the little boy.
Yeah.
The mom was too scared.
They were both too scared, so at one point I was like, I'm going in. I went in first because everybody was... They were holding up the line.
Yeah.
So I took charge, but then I got fucking scared, too, because... There was so many elements, like, I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, whoever created this knew
there was fog, what elements there they was needed lighting,
to have to scare.
Yeah, there was darkness, and then at one point, we were, like, walking, there was, like, air being thrown at our feet, that it felt like somebody was, like, down there.
It literally felt like they were stabbing me with something, because that's how sharp the air was.
Yeah.
Like, when you look down, you see the air shooting out, but it literally looks like there's something that's, like,
sticking out.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so unexpected, so that shit would get you. And so then we're, like, screaming left and right, and then we go to this one section where the fucking floor is, like, soft. I don't even know how to explain it.
First of all, because that's the point where the little boy did not want to go through.
Yeah.
And Rosie felt bad. Was like, it's fine. Like, I'll go through.
This.
I'm like, you sure? but when you open the curtain, it's pitch black. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure? We go in, like, we have no idea what's going on. And the floor, like, is no longer flat. Like, it's like, we're, like, rocking.
It was, like, moving. Like, I don't know how the fuck they did that. But, like, when you step down, the floor also, like, moved with you. That shit was scary. I'm like, the floor.
So much going on. You can't see a damn thing.
So yes, 10 out of 10 to that fucking maze, because they got me, and it takes a lot to get me.
How long did you guys wait in that line?
It wasn't that bad.
It looked very, very long. Like, literally, you just have to keep walking to get there, but it felt pretty fast.
Minutes?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Not bad.
Maybe less than 20 minutes.
So less than Universal.
No, yeah.
It was good.
Wait, 2 hours for one maze?
I would go again just to do that maze.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, next year I go.
Yeah, let's go.
This is so crowded.
I honestly think it's because I literally looked up, like, where to go trick-or-treating in Pasadena. I'm pretty sure that's where everyone else did, so they all ended up there, you know? Like, I feel like...
But they're probably known for it if all the people went out and shit, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we just go early, do the maze, do our thing.
And then come trick-or-treat over here.
Yeah.
Or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the end of our... I don't know, anything else?
No. Let's do our ratings.
Yeah.
The only so the litmus is gone and now I'm tired again.
Oh, shit.
All right. It's going to be pretty easy, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give this a... I want to say 3, but I'm going to go with 2. 2 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I did not like the flavor. Didn't get me lit. I don't feel bloated, I guess. It was too fucking sweet. Mm-hmm. It didn't taste great. Yeah. And I think I was just expecting more. I was expecting more than what I got. So, mm-hmm. 2 out of 10.
I will give it a 1 out of 10. The smell was amazing. It was giving fall. But, no, it's just too much, too sweet. The artificial flavor is really, really bad. It's a bad aftertaste, bad beginning taste, bad taste and all. Do you picture someone liking it, though? Like, maybe if they have, like, a really, really sweet tooth?
There'll be somebody who likes it, yeah.
If you were, like, a real, real sweet tooth, maybe.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Somebody who's a Dunkin' fan probably loves this shit.
Maybe, yeah. It's like
people with the monster
Dunkin'
ones.
Dunkin' coffee is pretty...
Pretty sweet. I don't think
it looks like the thing at the NoFX. There was a monster booth.
Oh, really?
Was it NoFX? Yes, and I'm like, I really like this shit.
I guess, yeah, there's an audience for everyone, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not for us. I'm probably going to give it a 1 out of 10, too. I did not like it. I don't know. You guys said it already. It's too sweet. I didn't like the taste at all. There's like a lot going on in there, and it's all artificial for sure.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Mm-hmm. Struggle to drink it, and I can usually power through. That one was hard. Yeah. I can't imagine just sipping on that like through the night or whatever.
Can't imagine having another one.
No.
Yeah. No. Like, no. Thank God it's only a 4-pack.
Yeah.
Then we would have wasted more.
Yeah.
I'll let my sister try it and see what she thinks, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good one.
What do you guys think of the packaging?
Mm, it's cute. It's giving Dunkin'.
It's alright. Nothing special,
it's
I think.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you, Dunkin'. But also, what did I expect? You know?
Yeah.
Because the pumpkin spice, like, I don't know, the spice was really, really there, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not, it's like a really artificial. No, I don't like it.
I don't know. We don't like it.
Like, even if I smell the can right now, it actually smells good.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be a great can.
But it's the taste. Yeah. Like, this. Like, this smells like, nice.
It tastes like a candle.
Yeah.
Like a sweet ass candle.
Yeah, it's just. It's.
Do more.
It's too fucking sweet. Yeah. Even watered down, once it was watered down, it tasted, I feel like, even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Bust.
Best. That's all right. Folks,
thank you
guys for watching.
This is supposed to be a short one, but I feel like it wasn't even that short.
Okay, bye.
Like, comment, subscribe, bitches.